another edition of the False Cast, brought to you by the Falls Three Breaths in beautiful, gloomy, snowy Gauga Falls.
It is not beautiful today.
It sucks.
Donkey D.
Hopefully it's done.
It's April. I don't care that we've had May and June before. It shouldn't happen.
Well.
I know.
Bright outlook. This may be the last cold.
Come on, man. So. The last snow last year was May 9.
I know. I've seen it May or I've seen it snow in June, but
I've never seen it snow in June.
Yeah, it's one of those typical Ohio. You wake up, it's nice and warm, then it goes to shit, and then it gets back to warm.
And we have a little tornado.
Yeah, why not?
Classy.
Like that?
Yeah.
Delicious.
A yum.
Who am I bring it up again. We'll vote on it.
Yeah. Oh, now he wants me to pull his finger.
No.
See where that goes.
Do not. Do not. Too late.
Sorry, Bart.
Sorry, Bart. Off the rails already.
Am I going to have to get that $20 hold
just made it
back?
To the wet forecast. It's all that Easter chocolate.
Yeah, it is.
Chocolate.
I've eaten 3/4 of my Mally's Bunny.
Delicious.
It's up in the basket.
Is it?
It's going to be in my belly.
Well, not anymore.
No.
It's in my belly.
My belly getting digested.
Goes in chocolate, comes out chocolate.
Yep. Got the diabetes.
That's not chocolate.
Diabetes.
Come on now.
Well, as you have heard, we're here with some of our favorite false casters, including Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Jen.
Hello!
And Steven.
Howdy doodly doo.
Oh, you stole it.
You stole the doodly doo.
Oh, because I forgot to say it.
Very nice.
I wasn't feeling the Ned Flanders.
And I'm
you were feeling Ned Flanders?
Fuck you. Howdy doodly doo.
I got your howdy doodly doo. Sorry, Bart. We talked over you.
I'm Bart, and I'm somehow still moderating this podcast.
We're still here, man. Still at it.
Hurting cats.
On today's False Cast, we will have Kaylee Piper, the executive director of the Downtown Gauga Falls Partnership. And I'm going to be asking her about a bunch of the events that are coming up this summer.
Hopefully that won't be occurring when it's snowing.
Exactly.
Hopefully. Hopefully there will be beer involved.
Or raining or overcast.
Well, come on. That's Ohio.
Yeah.
Well. Getting worse and worse, like it might not happen. What? Because it's always rainy or overcast or shitty in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not that bad. Friday was gorgeous. Come on now.
One day out of 30.
Okay, well, it's April.
No, wait for this weekend.
Yeah.
Wait for this weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend's supposed to be awesome.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, it was like 72 on Saturday and sunny and mid-70s on Sunday.
All right.
I guess they have to give us hope somehow.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll change.
Right in the sun. Oh, look, it's a yellow thing in the sky.
What is that? I'm scared. It hurts. It burns my eyes. Oh, my noggin. The goggles, they do nothing.
Wow.
Sorry.
You really did go off the rails.
I went Simpsons on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The alter ego of Mike. Almost like demonic possession.
Speaking of going off the rails, tell us what you think of the show.
It sucks.
Duct tape that mic.
I'm so disappointed.
Big roll of duct tape over his mouth.
You don't go off the rails enough.
You can tell us what you think of the show by emailing us at falls3press@gmail.com, on our Facebook page, or you can review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of those. If we don't know what you think, we're just going to keep going like this. I mean, even if we do find out what you think, we might still keep going like this.
No, we don't care what you think. We're just looking to fill up the podcast.
It more into the show.
No, we care. We care what they think.
It comes out to we're going to do what we're going to do and up your nose with the rubber hose.
Yeah.
Wow.
We really don't care. We just say this every weekend just to try and drum up some kind of evidence that people are listening. But, you know, it doesn't matter. We're going to do it anyway.
We don't really get a lot of feedback, though. With a few people here and there, but nothing...
Nothing constructive?
You know, nothing that really tells us what people think.
Okay.
They're like, this is what ADHD is like.
Yeah.
Well, local. Local ADHD.
Yeah.
So how is everybody this week? We're starting later in the week than we usually do.
Yeah, we took a pause for Easter.
Easter schmeester.
Yeah. Easter was good.
Lots of food.
My parents were back from snowbirding, so we had a nice little family reunion, and my mom hosted. So that was fun. Got a lot of chocolate bunnies, passed out chocolate bunnies. Yeah, enjoyed Missing Mountain on Friday night.
Yeah.
So sunny with a side of 80 mile per hour winds. It was still nice.
Makes for an interesting outing.
It was. I had to, my beer glass went woo, sliding across the table, so had to hold it or put it down on the ground.
When did we go to Beltar? That was last weekend?
Yeah, that was last weekend, last Sunday. Yeah, so just kind of a chill weekend. How about you guys?
It was very chill. I mean, we went to her dad's yesterday and, you know, and not a whole lot really going on. You know, just enjoyed the weekend, did some stuff around the yard, and that's about it.
Pretty much the same here. I sort of vegged out after I went to a conference for work last week. And
after where was that?
Columbus.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So after dealing with the stress of driving home and dealing with the stupid non-barrier length of road of 71, where I was pulling off the side of the road every 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because the wind was so bad.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
Yeah, like, 71 and 271 are always a wind tunnel. Yeah.
Okay. It was a Xanax drive, if that says anything.
Oh, man, that's rough. Oh. Well, I was glad we stayed home.
It reminds me of the time they used to drive down the BG to see you.
Yeah,
it
was flat.
With the windy days, you just blow that car right van all over.
Yeah.
Try driving a semi on the turnpike when it's windy like that. The trailer all of a sudden starts going out of lane. You're like,
oh no,
oh shit, hang on.
I couldn't even imagine.
Happened a few times.
Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just
throw you around.
Very little.
Big old sail.
Yeah, it's pretty much a pucker factor of about 8 or 9. You're just going, fuck.
That would be, yeah.
That,
it did give me the excuse to go to grab the cheese barn, though.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because, I mean, I got to pull off to the side of the road, and right there.
For safety concerns, get some cheese and ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, why not, right?
What did you get at Grandpa's?
I got cheese and pepperoni.
Lactose intolerance.
Yeah.
I think Grandpa's Cheese Barn, I saw it was on some YouTube where these, like, Australian or British people review different foods and stuff, and they had like different jerkies.
They do.
From Grandpa's Cheese Barn. It was so hilarious, but I never even thought about it.
Was it cheese jerky?
Last time I was having edibles and doing the podcast, Steve. That is all.
I got some sesame sticks.
Oh, definitely.
And they were maple bacon flavored.
Okay.
Which the concept just like, I mean, I got it because it was maple bacon flavored, but also that should not, those kind of combination and sesame seeds should not go together.
Mm-mm.
But you know what? They tasted actually good.
No. So, all the beef jerky's got a rave reviews from these, you know, non-Americans. So,
I would imagine beef jerky is a pretty American thing.
Yeah, I didn't know Grandpa's Cheese Barn was the local place. Is it a chain or is there just one?
There are a couple, but, I mean, it's central. I think the only other, there's only two others.
Are they in Ohio?
In Ohio. There's one in Norton, whereas, like, the main one has the cheese is in one building and then, like, candy is in another. This Norton one is all, like, in one building, and it's right next to the library.
That's a lot of cheese and candy if they have to have separate buildings.
Have any great, like, cut the cheese t-shirts?
Steve, you're really going to be muted again. Come on, man.
It's a pretty cheesy joke, Steven.
Oh.
It is. But there's one.
Thanks.
Like they have Lindenburg the store at the Summit Mall.
Okay.
That's
cool.
Mall?
Yeah.
A little kiosk, I think. Oh, really?
It's a
big, I didn't know that.
Not a kiosk. It's it's one of the shops in there.
Oh, it's one of the shops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grandpa's Cheese Barn?
Yeah, but it's like when you walk in through the food court, it's just a little shop on the right.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm going to say that it's the first time I've ever heard of the Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
Well, I'm going to make you watch that YouTube video.
And that name is terrible.
Well, the
but
the cheese is not.
The place is awesome. It is actually an awesome place.
So suck it, Steve.
I'm not
suck it.
I think you're Grandpa's cheese.
Oh, God.
It's Flamunda cheese just for you.
Well, I'm glad you got to stop and rest and recover and get a little treat.
Yeah.
I rewired my home theater system.
Mm. Attaboy.
Ooh.
Attaboy.
That was exciting.
And did it throw you across the room?
No, but it took me about
that's good.
Hours. It sounded like it did.
It took about 3.5 hours.
I can't remember. Is all yours in wall or your wiring?
No.
Or is it just?
It's everywhere. It's outside of the wall, everywhere.
There's nothing wrong with that.
7.1.2 at most. That, if it doesn't mean anything unless you understand it. So otherwise, it's just numbers.
It's
girl, bye.
I've heard it. I do enjoy it.
I would like to see the new
Batman
Fantastic Beasts. It's out.
It's actually it's good.
My boy saw it. My oldest son, his fiance, said boring. My youngest son said he liked it a lot.
It's going to be the last one.
Are you sure?
From the stories I've heard, Warner Brothers has basically said, J.K. Rowling, we're sick of you.
Oh, man. Because there's two more in the storyline, right?
There are. Yeah.
Someone else might take up the mantle. Who knows?
If they can get somebody else to write it and can get the rights to, you know, more, get the extra writing rights to it.
They're done
because
with her.
Because she's produced and been an executive director on all three of these.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
So, but they're sick of her Twitter shit. Twitter.
Just she's got a bad reputation now. They're done. Wow.
It's not good for publicity. Not good for the movie. If they're going to spend that much money producing the movie and making it, then she needs to shut her pie hole until it's done.
Yeah.
That's one of the jobs of a producer.
Okay. Well.
But it does end, even though you can tell there's more to the story, it does end at a good spot.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, it's on our watch list.
So is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, we haven't gotten it yet.
And the new Batman just dropped on HBO Max yesterday.
Did you guys see that Batman?
Today.
Did you see it?
Not yet.
I don't think I've seen
the one with Pattinson, Robert Pattinson, right?
Robert Pattinson. Does he sparkle? Is he sparkly Batman?
he should be dark Batman.
I mean, he did go, it took him a while, but he did go from being a vampire and turning into a bat.
Oh, man.
It took a long time.
Damn it.
Good connection.
All right,
good
Mark connection. Has chimed in and raised up his dad joke game.
He is true
A-plus,
Nosferatu.
A-plus. He's been hanging around you two fools too often.
Stop.
So we've been a positive influence.
I don't know about that. But, all right. So, definitely some good stuff to watch.
Yeah. So, into our roundtable with a bunch of other good stuff to look at. The Cuyahoga Falls All City Art Walk, as we talked about last episode, is this Thursday, April 21st, from 5 to 8.
Damn, it starts already.
Hopefully, it won't be snowing.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I did look at the weather report, and there's a chance of rain on Thursday. So,
Well, it's still 3 days away. So that's like if you check it Wednesday and it says rain, okay, I'm worried. But it's Monday. This could be a tornado. It could be 75.
Thankfully, it's going to have a bunch of different locations, so you can get inside and hide from the rain, if there is any. Six locations altogether, including the Pavilion, Upfront Art Space, Cuyahoga Valley Art Center, City Hall, Cuyahoga Falls Library, and First Christian Church. And this is, of course, the first year that the Art Walk has been held where it's been this widespread and inside different locations since however long ago the pandemic was. I don't know. I feel like it's been 40 years, so.
Yeah.
It's been three.
Well, since the beginning of 2020, right?
Well, yeah, it started in 2019.
Oh, wow. But
the very beginning of 2020 is when we had the lockdown.
Yeah. Yeah, so 2020 was
the last
That's when it really hit the fan.
Yes.
Yeah. The last 2 years, they haven't had anything where people can go wander around and look at it.
Right. That'll be fun. And I know there might be like spoken word art or music in the Pavilion.
I believe so, and I also believe that's where you can make a Zentangle magnet.
Oh.
Oh, what?
I had forgotten what Zentangle was, and I was kind of, like, wishing I could still forget what Zentangle was. All it is basically, like, what was it in the 20s where you would just write, and it was, like, spirit writing, where it was, like, the spirit would guide your hand. Basically, you weren't paying attention to what you were writing. So whatever came out, they claimed that someone else was writing it.
It's a drunken Friday night is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what Zentangle is. You're just drawing without paying attention to what you're doing or looking at the paper.
So Ouija board magic.
It literally, all you're doing is creating squiggles.
Okay. And it's a magnet.
But
it's supposed to be fun.
It's supposed to be like free, like just free, letting your hands go and seeing what happens.
Okay.
And playing with squiggles.
Yeah.
But not the Wiggles.
Or maybe Wiggles, sure.
Mashed potato, mashed
and
potato.
And both of them have books.
Mashed potato, potato, potato. Sorry.
Wow.
On the Wiggles. I know. Seriously. Really.
Yeah.
Rails.
And then already hanging downtown, there are over 1,000 student-made river-themed window clings hanging in
That'd
the downtown
cool.
businesses.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'd
wow, 1,000. That's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They will be open the main night is Thursday, But Wednesday night, the same time, 5 to 8, all the businesses will be open with the art hanging up if you want, but there won't be any activities running. So if you want to go and wander through things and not be around 1,000 people, it's a little easier to wander through.
That's a good for those people who are still worried and don't want to be in a crowd.
Yeah.
Good to know.
What if you just hate people?
Or that.
Well,
yeah, if you're bad at peopling, go Wednesday night.
I like my distance.
Meanwhile, one of the artists who will be attending the art walk will be Peter Jones, potter and sculptor from New York, who is famous for his sculpture of a Native American carrying a canoe, which is located over on the corner of Merriman Road and North Portage Pass. He's been selected to create a similar new sculpture, which will go downtown. I can't remember where exactly is it supposed to be located.
It's near the fountain where you you can see City Hall, right?
The fountain and City Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, that little corridor kind of thing.
Near the waterfall and during that little walkway, I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool.
It's going to be what'd she say? It's not going to be life size.
It's not.
It'll be.
She thought the canoe might be like six foot long.
And then the.
So I don't know how long the figurine is.
So this figure will be proportionate to the canoe. Normally canoes are a lot longer than 6 foot.
Yeah.
So. And then we're going to build a pedestal for it. They're going to have it up off the air. And
it's bronze.
Is he paddling up river or down river?
I don't know.
I don't know if they've decided that yet.
I couldn't remember because I knew you, like you said, it was going on a pedestal.
Yeah,
it is, and it's going to be a bronze.
He's raising the paddle like this, so I don't know.
Okay.
Which way?
I guess it depends on how it goes up.
The amazing part is it's going to be cast bronze at a foundry in Cleveland. That's all they do is cast sculptures. The original mold's already been made. And it's being transported to Cleveland for the final inspection and cleaning and preparation and pour.
Wow.
Yeah, super cool.
So that could be going up pretty soon then.
Yeah. Well, the process takes.
I was going to say, it's like how many.
It doesn't happen overnight. The prepping of the mold and all that stuff. And
yeah, but I think it could be pretty soon.
It could be.
It has to be probably by the end of the year.
It'll be before the end of the year, I'm sure.
Yeah.
This is going to be part of the National Endowment of the Arts grant for the Art Town, River, and the City project.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. The city got $50,000 from the NEA, so yay arts.
Yeah. So we should have more about this on our website soon. You guys talked to Diana Colavecchio a couple weeks ago.
We did.
Yeah, we did. We'll have an article on the website, and we're actually going to try and get some FaceTime with the artist, Peter, on the evening of the art walk. He's going to be down there on the 21st scoping out the site.
If it happens, it happens. If not, it's not.
Diana said come down. And then I just wanted to maybe we could get a quote for him for the article and, you know, find out what his inspiration was. I know he's of the I believe he's the Seneca Nation.
He is the Seneca Nation.
So, and he, it's very cool. I want to talk to him.
Sure. I would like to make a t-shirt that says, more arts, less farts.
Okay, you do that. Wow.
I'm amazed that t-shirt's not already made.
Me too.
I'm sure it's made. We'll Google it.
It is now.
Yep. eBay.
Dear Cafe Press.
More artsy, less fartsy.
Ah.
So the Battle of the Badges basketball game between Cuyahoga Falls Police and Fire Department will be happening on Friday, April 29th at 7 in the Cuyahoga Falls High School gym. This game will raise funds for patients of the Falls Cancer Club.
Great, worthy endeavor. Who usually ends up winning that one? Firefighters, the cops?
I imagine they're pretty competitive.
I didn't even know this game existed until now, and apparently
firefighters are probably
In better shape because they have to lug shit around testing and carry 150 pounds over their shoulder up and down. Yeah, but we saw how competitive they were during the our first annual fire truck pull.
Yeah.
That our own Mike Searle tugged away at. Go, firefighters and cops, throw that basketball. Raise money for those kids.
This Saturday was the first of 3 River City cleanup events. Volunteers clean up at Waterworks Park this month, and on May 21st, volunteers can help clean up Highbridge Glens Park and be good community stewards of the environment.
I wanted to do that, but maybe April is a little too chilly, so May might be good. Maybe we can do that as a a team event for the podcast, and we can write about it and have some photos.
And if we can't do May, the final one will be at Riverfront Park on June 25th.
Okay. Maybe the June one will be a good one.
Yeah.
Because the May one is, well, it's not too close to Memorial Day.
Can we throw Jen in the river?
Oh, yes! With my inner tube. And I will float down the river. So fun. That's another thing that we should do. We should float.
You can join the kayak race and go off the cliff when you're in the
river. In my floaty? Oh, Jesus. Give me a helmet. And then you collect my life insurance policy.
Well, then all the hot firefighters will jump in and get you.
Oh, okay. That's right. Gotcha. Oh, my God. You have a very active fantasy life or imagination, dear.
Well, you know this.
Anyway, come clean up the river with us, and you might see some fire hose shenanigans.
Well, and the good news
is
spring's starting to pick up steam.
Yes.
We went to hike at Cascade.
Oh, yeah. We did some hiking this weekend.
Chuckery, right?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon.
No, and then to the limits of your gimpy knee.
Yeah.
Limits of the gimpy
knee. I made it.
Yeah, I walked around, took pictures, and, you know, it was a beautiful day.
Spring was starting to spring. The trees didn't have any blooms.
Yeah, the trees were just starting to bud, and they really didn't start. It really wasn't.
But all the shrubberies were green.
Yeah, in a couple more weeks, it's going to be real nice.
Or maybe even 1 week.
Did you cut the shrubbery down with a herring?
No. Shrubbery. Okay. No. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
I used my trimmer.
Steve's a shrubbery. Shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
Sorry, all I can think of is Monty Python.
Yeah, that's
where I was going. That's what I was referencing.
Was that the Holy Grail? A shrubbery.
We're a herring. We're no longer the knight to say me. We're the knight to say icky, icky, icky.
Right off the rails.
So not Monty Python related. This Thursday.
Me.
Davey Ziggy and Sea Level and the Ray Flanagan Band will be performing at the Jenks Building. And on Saturday, Extra Crispy and Massive Hot Dog Recall will be performing. Both of these will be benefit concerts to help send supplies to Ukraine.
Yeah, I guess they had a doctor that just left over Easter weekend with a medic unit, so a combat medic unit. So that's what the funds are being raised for, to supply those guys.
We've heard, a friend of ours knows the Extra Crispy, knows the band.
Yeah, we know the.
We've seen them play a couple of times. They're a classic rock cover band. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they are good. They play in Kent a lot.
I say, I've heard of Massive Hot Dog Recall.
Al Mothersbaugh is in that band. He used to be in the Twist-Offs. And another one of our friends, same friend, actually knows, is good friends with people that used to be in the Twist-Offs. And we happened to meet Al one time at a brewery at a party and
had a few beers.
Something like
literally,
that.
Yes.
Meanwhile, this June, Flicks from the Falls have been announced. Beginning Thursday, June 9th, as I wrote down, Bruno Mars won't be the only Bruno people don't talk about.
Nice.
When Encanto will be shown at the Downtown Amphitheater.
Okay, that'll be nice. I bet that's a big turnout.
Oh, yeah. The following weeks will include Adam's Family 2, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Luca, and Spider-Man No Way Home.
The original one is
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
And that is a travesty that I wish would leave this world.
Yes.
The one with Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't mind it. I've seen it two or three times. It takes a couple times to get through it.
It's very weird.
I get why he did that character the way he did it, but I mean, Gene Wilder, the movie was already great.
Couldn't make that again, in my opinion.
But it was the weird, oh, well, I like candy because I couldn't eat candy as a kid because my dad's a dentist.
Yeah, like, just very strange.
Just, yeah, a little odd.
Yeah.
Well,
it tracks.
I mean, the character's odd. I mean, so.
Yeah.
They match.
I mean, you know, and Gene Wilder was, he was weirdo too. I mean, he.
Only in that. Only in that movie.
Well, no, in that movie he was a weirdo. Yeah, you're right. In real life he wasn't, no.
But Johnny Depp is kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, he is a weirdo.
And finally, something that I, of course, cannot find now because it would be so helpful for me to be able to find right now. And I'm just going to keep talking until I can find it.
Tell us about the Tiki Flea, Bart. It's related to the Tiki Underground or no?
Yes.
Yes, it's the Tiki Underground. They are not open yet.
No.
At the new location. Say, however, they will be having the next Tiki Fleet at Highbridge Glens Park.
Yeah, oh, okay. I haven't even seen any activities going on over there.
They have been, but it's been a lot of inside work.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Well, they're getting it, probably gutting it to the studs and starting over, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, if rats were falling out of the ceiling, they'd have to gut it to the studs.
It's a little extra protein. Yeah. It's good.
Oh, there it is.
Found it.
It'll be May 14th. I don't have time for it yet, but it'll be Tiki Flea 10.
Okay.
And like I said, it'll be at Highbridge Glens Park, so right across the street from where the bar will end up being.
Wow.
And those are like kind of like all-day events, or a good chunk of the day.
Yeah, a good, like usually,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I think it was like a 10 or 11 in the morning till, you know, probably 5 or 6 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And the flea market, are the items, they're like related to the tiki theme? Is that correct?
There is a lot of, like a whole lot of Hawaiian shirts.
Surfer style.
Of, you know, different crafts. A lot of Hawaiian shirts, I will say that.
Okay, all right, got it.
Pin-up, wood art.
Okay.
Somebody... Any had cars? The Nicole, last one.
Like, sorry, not at the Highbridge Glen.
Well, like, yeah, like old surfmobile and then, you know.
Like big cars or model cars?
No, a real actual automobile.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can pull up there alongside the, like, there's parking spots there, right?
There is parking. Mm-hmm. There is, right in front.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a cool old school car like that. You could actually charge money. People come and get pictures, and I've had a little studio set up. And
so we want to thank everyone for listening, and we want to thank Kaylee Piper for speaking with us also. So stick around for that interview right after this. And remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees. You can shout those out to us at follow3press@gmail.com. And if you have an idea for an article submission, send that our way also.
Do it.
Happy to take it and run with it.
Exactly. Well, for now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next week.
Goodbye.
Later.
This week, we have Kaylee Piper, Executive Director of the Downtown Cuyahoga Falls Partnership on the show. Kaylee, thank you for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
For anybody who doesn't know what the Downtown Cuyahoga Falls Partnership is, who are you and what do you do there?
Absolutely. So we are a community-based 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to promoting and enhancing historic downtown Cuyahoga Falls as a vibrant destination for residents, visitors, and businesses. That's our mission.
And the partnership is in charge of a lot of programs during the summer between you guys and Parks and Rec. We haven't had a lot of festivals happen last summer. Italian Festival was canceled and many of the other ones were, you know, run by other people, but, you know, they came later.
Yes.
What kind of events are planned for this summer?
Yes, we have a lot planned this summer. So last year, obviously, was kind of an up in the air year. But we are back to, I think we're going from kind of 0 to 1,000. So we're really moving forward this year. So we're fully in with Falls Friday. There's 8 dates. We're working with the Parks and Rec is throwing their Flicks on the Falls a couple Thursdays in June, July, and August. And then we have some of our own events that we plan. So it's a lot of entities, a lot of departments in the city, organizations. Our part in it is to truly capture it all. You have our website as a tool for people to go to when they search downtown Cuyahoga Falls to see what events are going on, what dining options there are, what types of retail they have, and just kind of be a point of contact for everything going on downtown.
You've mentioned Flicks on the Falls and Friday night events. Are there any new events planned for this summer that hasn't happened even before COVID?
There's a lot going on. I think there was momentum picking up downtown and obviously it just kind of got shut down. So we have an exciting event coming downtown, several actually. One, May 14th. If there's a date, there's May 14th and June 18th. I feel like are 2 weekends that a lot is going on downtown. But May 13th, 14th, and 15th, there's like a knitting convention going on downtown. We have a Well Fest happening May 14th from 9 to 2. That's Harvest Yoga in collaboration with the city and 1T Entertainment to just bring some really awesome like yoga and focus on nutrition and wellness. So that's taking place at the plaza on May 14th. And then just down the street, our new friends at Tiki Flea that are taking over the Hunts building, they're doing their Tiki Flea at Highbridge Glens from, I think it's 12 to 6 at Highbridge Glens Park. So there's going to be, you know, some drinks, some vendors, a lot of fun there. And then at the Works later on that night is a ticketed Back to the 80s Prom Night event. It's actually a portion of your ticket is benefiting the Downtown Cauga Falls partnership, but it's truly a take on your classic 80s. We're going to have an 80s cover band, those like cheesy prom pictures, balloon arches. I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun that night. So May 14th, a lot's going on. And then we also have a lot of really great organizations coming downtown. So we have Relay for Life on June 18th and Project Outrun. Both are geared towards fundraising and building awareness for cancer research. So either pediatric or just cancer in general. So really great organizations coming on downtown. Yeah, we have a couple other things. We're pairing our annual spring planting on May 21st with the River City Cleanup series that the city is putting on. So that's happening. So if you want to come down and kind of clean up downtown, plant some flowers. And then if you're volunteering, there's some little perks along the way for doing that as well. But I would say that's probably, there'll be some new pop-ups. I feel like we're just kind of seeing what we can do, but it's pretty busy from like May until the end of the year. I feel like every like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but even the businesses are hosting their own events, their own workshops. Live music is always happening at like the Jenks building and at the Works. There's a lot of fun things happening downtown. So I'm really excited to have all three Heritage Festivals this year, 8 Falls Friday events, and so many events just kind of sprinkled throughout the rest of the year. So very exciting.
With the changes in gathering and with COVID, what do you expect the attendance to be like?
Judging from the response of Oktoberfest last year, I think we're going to be very busy. I think everyone is, while the pandemic is still going on, the numbers seem to be dropping. So I think mainly everything we do is outside, with the exception of maybe a couple of things within the pavilion or inside a business, but most everything is outside. So we have a really great downtown where it's walkable. If we have, you know, something spanning or activating different parts of downtown, it's very easy to go, you know, up and down the street. Our plaza is obviously kind of like that iconic place for events downtown. So I think it's going to be very busy, but in a good way. I think there's going to be a lot of activation throughout downtown, not just in one specific area. And I think a lot of people don't know, we have a ton of free parking. It doesn't look like it because it's very well like facade and it's very easy to miss. But on the weekends, street parking is free. And then anytime after 5, it's free as well. And then we have 3 parking decks downtown on like the northern half of Front Street. And then we have several parking lots on South Front Street along with street parking. So there's a lot of opportunities to park and either walk down or, you know, you park over down by like Triad and Hi-Ho, maybe sample a couple of things and work your way up North Front Street. There's a lot to do along the way. So we're very excited to have people downtown and just really kind of see what we're about now. I feel like we're always changing. Every couple of months, we have a new business or someone's expanding or offering something new. So it's always different when you come down here, which is very exciting.
Definitely. Have you seen any news of any new businesses coming around?
We are fairly maxed out in space downtown, but we do have a couple areas that just became vacant and are filled already. I think it happened overnight, just like the housing market, where it's like, oh, I want to be in downtown. And there it is. So the Silver Eagle building, I think, is going to have 2 new tenants coming in. And there's a couple kind of conversations happening around several other areas. So I'm excited to see where those go. So if you're ever interested in being downtown as far as a business, I would reach out to community development, Diana Colavecchio. Their team's just amazing and can give you all the details of what's available and get you in contact with the building owners.
Yeah, it was sad to hear that he'd passed away, but I know the fact that, you know, somebody was able to, after they cleaned it all out, that somebody wanted to go in and, you know, start right up new.
It happened like overnight. Seriously, it's amazing. I know. I feel like we have so many iconic places downtown that have just been here for so long. Like Cashmere Cricket is one of those where it's like, it's so iconic. If you've never sat and had a cocktail at Cashmere Cricket, I invite you to do so. It is such a fun place. A lot of character, and you have views of the river. I mean, it's a lot. So yeah, we have our iconic places like Flurries and some others, but some new along the way. And I think that's really what this community is. It's a great blend of paying homage to our heritage and the river, but also evolving and adapting and adding a little bit of new along the way. So it's been really, I've lived in the Falls my whole life. So it's been really cool to go from riding my bike down the street growing up to seeing what it is today. And now I'm blending, you know, I come from an events and marketing and community relations background. So to be able to tap into that where I live, it's pretty amazing to marry my professional career with being a resident. I love it.
You mentioned Highbridge Glens. Have you heard, is there going to be a farmer's market this year?
There is going to be a farmer's market. I don't have the final dates. I think that they're being posted here soon if they haven't just already. I'm a team of one trying to load all of that information onto our website. So I'm trying to get everything captured as much as possible. But yes, farmers markets are happening. I'm so excited. So that'll be happening on Fridays, kind of like prior to the Falls Friday event. So that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, I love the different areas downtown that can be activated, because you have like the fountain, the North Fountain by Leo's and Ohio Brewing Company. And then you have like just the little pockets of spaces you go, even on South Front Street. You know, a lot of people think downtown is just from the clock tower to the fountain over by Leo's, but it truly is like Oakwood all the way down to like Chestnut and then the river to Second Street. So we have a really big footprint. So we kind of say it's North Front Street from the clock tower to Oakwood, and then South Front Street from like the Sheraton down to Triad and Hi-Ho. So and then obviously you can't forget about Portage Trail. We have so many great businesses on Portage Trail in that footprint. So like Harvest, Upfront Art Spaces over there. Harps and Thistles has been there for a while. They're a destination for anyone that does crocheting. Yeah. And I mean, people from the knitting convention or experience at the retreat. That's what it is.
The I was about to say, I mean, they're the reason for the knitting convention.
Yeah. So the retreat that's happening at the Sheraton, it's a 3-day retreat and people are coming from Alaska and Texas. So you want to talk about downtown being a destination? We are. And it is pretty amazing to see people coming in from all over. And I think we kind of take it for granted all that we have within like a 5-minute drive or a couple miles of a walk. I do it. Like I said, I've lived here my whole life. So it's very easy to be like, oh, there's the river or whatever. Yeah. But if you just come downtown, I invite you to come downtown and like sit on Highbridge Glens and just like on the bridge, there's a couple benches there and just pause and just take it in. It's kind of amazing. So I always say, be a tourist in your own city. There's so much to do, so much to learn, and all exciting things.
Yeah, I grew up just like on the other side of the river from Front Street. Mm-hmm. And so I've just been used to it my whole life. Yeah. And it's something that I don't really think about. I'm living a bit further away now, but still, you know, to think, oh yeah, well, it seems like a far away place, but no, I could literally listen to Rockin' on the River from my bedroom window before.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And we're in such a crucial time right now because water recreation, I mean, our river is, it's clean. And we just saw the otters, the river otters that are coming back. And I mean, there's wildlife right in our backyard. And it's really awesome to see that this is becoming a destination for water recreation. And, you know, we have the kayak festival coming up on the 30th, which is, it's so cool to see that if you just kind of find a spot over by the Sheraton or Highbridge, and even up by, if you grab a drink at like Burntwood and sit out and find a window just to see all the kayakers out there. And then during the summer, you can float on the river. You can literally just leisurely hang out on an inner tube and float down the river. So there's so many ways to tap into what we have going on down here and to have fun doing it. So I think that's our main goal. As of January of this year, our organization, after the pandemic and everything, we just kind of took a step back of where are we needed most in this community. We have a lot of entities downtown, you know, where are we needed most? And it seemed like someone to really capture and connect people and promote downtown. And we're very excited to be in that position. We're highlighting fun. So this is a fun job. It's a lot of fun to do.
Well, there's enough going on downtown that if it's not fun, then there's a problem.
Exactly.
Going back, do you have a list or like, do you know what kind of bands are going to be playing on downtown the Friday night events?
I do. I had a list in front of me, so I can look. I mean, we have like our, I feel like the fans that come very often. So we have like Buck Naked, Carlos Jones, Roxy Moron, Mark Lee Shannon. I feel like those are very like, you kind of expect that in our downtown Falls Fridays. But this year, it's really funny. It's really cool to have a job where you meet a lot of people and a lot of contacts, but also people that you've known for a while. So for example, there's a band called The Shootouts coming July 22nd. And one of my friends, Ryan Humbert, is the lead singer of that band, and a couple of his bandmates I've known for a while. My husband plays in bands and has played with Ryan Humbert. So it's really cool to see like that kind of connection happen. But July 22nd is going to be a good one, not only for the Shootouts, but it's Crafty Mart will be downtown that one as well. So it's going to be a really good weekend. But yeah, so like Big Pop, Hey Monet, Michael Weber Show, and then obviously, you know, we have like Jeff Clem and Summit Sky and JD and Ken. I mean, we have a lot of really great people that are going to be on stage, and you can't always, you know, forget about all the food trucks. And I feel like we always have, you know, a couple of our businesses that have tents down there with some fun and games, and Parks and Rec has Mobile Rec happening. So there's so much going on. Those are such great events because it's family friendly. You can't go wrong with good food, good music, a beverage, and just pray for good weather. Cause you never know with Ohio, obviously, like today we're snowing a couple of inches, unfortunately, but I can't wait. I feel like patio weather downtown where you can, you know, get a bite to eat and sit outside. A lot of our businesses that our restaurants have gone through the process of getting at least a couple of seats outside a patio wise. And then, you know, we have Leo's and Burntwood that have just like kind of that like iconic patio that you want to go outside and spend your day on. So we have a lot coming up, and I'm just so excited to promote it and capture it. And I mean, we have some events of our own. Last year we started Nightmare on Front Street, which is a craft beer and market. So Cuyahoga Falls is just kind of notorious for loving Halloween. I feel like growing up, there was always like that house that you went to, and then their neighbor was like, okay, game on. I can top that. Yep. And it just became this like friendly competition. So we kind of embrace that, and we do a Halloween craft beer event. So we started that last year, and it was our highest revenue making fundraising event that we've ever had as an organization. So that just truly kind of solidified that yes, Halloween in Cuyahoga Falls is, you can't go wrong. So we're doing that again this year, October 23rd. It's a Sunday afternoon. And then our Jingle Dog Parade is something that everyone always looks forward to. I mean, it's dogs dressed up for Christmas and they parade down the street. It's just a feel good kind of event. So that you start at Highbridge Glens and you go down to the plaza. We have a little costume contest. Santa's there for pictures. And then we have a little market. So yeah, I'm so excited. Being someone that plans events at their core, you know, it's been a tough couple of years trying to figure out how to bring people together and kind of frankly stay sane through all of this. So I am very excited to see our downtown come alive and for people to experience it as you're meant to. I can't wait.
You guys did recently within the last year starts the DTCF quarterly.
Yes, that's new this year. Yes, you're right.
What are the quarterlies?
So, you know how a lot of communities kind of have like a first Friday or a third Thursday, yeah. That kind of. So it's to showcase our vibrant community filled with small businesses. So businesses offer specials, promotions, giveaways, workshops. Maybe they'll have, you know, if it's an art focused business, they'll have an artist meet and greet. Or if we have, you know, shelf life in the library, they might have an author meet and greet. But the biggest part is to align store hours, to extend them, to unite downtown with just little pockets of surprises along the way, but also aligning store hours. So when you're coming downtown for those days, everything's open. It's very inviting. Come in, see what we're about, kind of find your new favorite place downtown. So we had our first one on March 26th. It was very much a weather day like today where it was just snowing and not the funnest to be outside, but we did have a pretty good gathering downtown. But like I said, that was the first one that we've ever done. So our next one is June 25th. So it's called DTCF Quarterly. The word art is in quarterly. So just highlighting all versions of art from culinary to live performances to, you know, poetry to your, you know, pen and paper kind of thing. So they are quarterly. So we had one March 26th. Our next one is June 25th, then September 24th and December 17th, which is the Saturday before Christmas. So we're so excited. We're kind of working on the marketing plan right now. We're working with the social department on a logo for this event, it's an event, but also more of like an initiative. Like it really is to invite people downtown. There's no fundraising right now for the partnership. It's truly like a come downtown, see what we're about, highlight, you know, some different vendors that we have downtown within businesses that are already existing. Excited to layer it and see what it becomes. But yeah, it's kind of like our version of like a first Friday, but we're doing it quarterly because as we've talked about, we have a lot going on downtown. Yeah. So it's really hard not to compete with each other, but we're doing our best to just find certain days a year that it's kind of like an open house, like come on down. We have a lot going on and yeah, just have fun.
And it seems like anymore, even if there's not, whether there's a festival or a movie or something, any night you go down on Front Street, there's something going on.
There is.
So even if it's not a citywide event, you know, some business has an open house or there's, you know, an art show going on.
Yes, you're 100% correct. If you come down on like a Tuesday early evening, I mean, you're going like 5 miles an hour down Front Street because there's people walking all over the place. It is a lot. It's a lot in a good way. You know, there's like fun trivia nights going on. The library hosts a lot of really fun activities. There's workshops going on. What I love so much too about this community of businesses is everyone is so open to collaborating. It's like if there's a conversation had where it's like, oh, I'd really like to do this. Someone's like, yeah, let's do it. How do we make that happen? So it's really fun to see businesses collaborate with each other and make workshops and events and experiences. It truly is a curated experience when you're down here. And I sign up for a lot of things myself. So while I am promoting it, I'm also partaking in a lot of things because it's really cool to see everyone work together. And in the pandemic, it was a situation of like, everyone had to upload everything onto the internet or get their inventory figured out or just adapt in a new way. And it was really awesome to see the businesses support each other and lift each other up and truly show how resilient our community is. So I'm very proud of them.
Well, my last question is going to be tough since you're the one who is promoting pretty much everything downtown.
Okay.
What is your favorite restaurant in Cuyahoga Falls?
I in Cuyahoga Falls, like downtown or
in general?
I you know what? I'm a foodie and I'm one of those people that I like this drink from this place or this appetizer from this place. So I know I can't play favorites in my job as it is, but I really don't have a favorite place all in, you know, like I'll, like I said, I will go grab a cocktail at Cashmere Cricket and then I'll head over to like the Works for, you know, I mean, you're like a big kid there. There's games and a lot of fun things to do. And
I have still not gone there yet.
Oh,
I really want to. I was holding off because, you know, waiting for the numbers to go down. And yeah. Now it's just like, I really have no excuse anymore.
I know. I mean, bring your mask too. I mean, I feel like if you're not 100% all in to go out, you know, do what you're comfortable with. There's so much going on in each business that you can do what you're comfortable with. But yeah, we have two breweries downtown. So if you're a beer lover, I mean, we have you covered there. Craft Social is another great place. And Butcher and Sprout, both of them have really great cocktail options and appetizers. I know this is bad. I can't actually pick a favorite. There's just things in each place that I really,
that's okay.
I really love. I mean, we have like Hibachi that is just, that's an experience in its own and it's always busy. So if you want a dinner and a show, I guess, that's a place to go. Yeah. We just have a lot of really great places downtown, but in the falls in general, like even down on State Road, like Blue Door Cafe, if you've never gone there, please do. It's amazing. But if you want like a really good, like Eggs Benedict, like go to Flurry's. Like there's, oh my gosh, it's so good. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Cuyahoga Falls. I feel like it's for me a blessing and a curse being a resident of the falls. Like I live closer to State Road, you know, so I drive down State Road very often, but I'm all over. Like I shop at Krieger's a lot because I love that place. So I'm a champion for the whole city. I feel like a lot of people don't realize how large of a city we are and how much we have within our city limits. I mean, from city parks to metro parks to a national park, we have a lot to explore and dive into. So I invite you to come downtown, of course, and experience what we have, but also explore outside of it because it's such a great connector. I mean, you go down Second Street and you run into the Gorge. There's just so much around us and I just can't wait to see. It's been really cool to see where we are only after a couple years of reopening Front Street. So I'm very excited to see where we're headed.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Well, Kaylee, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
And we hope that everybody checks out all the different types of events that are coming this summer.
Yes, at downtowncf.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, and we'll see everyone next week. Fallscast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Herring. We're no longer the night to say me. We're the night to say icky, icky, icky.